Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan. It's going to be a fun episode. I got some familiar voices here with me. I got Farouk and Birdie. How y'all doing?
We're good.
Doing great. Glad to be back on your podcast.
Yeah, man, it's always good to have y'all on. I'm going to get back here and grab this drink. Slide this a little bit closer to you.
Yep.
But, what's been good, fellas?
What's been good? We're having so much advances in quantum computing and artificial intelligence, and people are freaking out all around the world right now. That's what's good, buddy. That's there is some change happening in the world, and we're just witnessing it.
So, for those of y'all who may have missed previous episodes gone by, but Bardia, he's in astronomy. Farouk is in quantum physics, specifically with computers, right?
Yeah, I'm doing quantum computation.
So we've been back and forth about AI. We got into a little bit of a discussion last time we were hanging out. But yeah, do you like the acceleration of it, or do you believe it should be altruistic? Like, you should kind of have breaks?
I mean, this is a tough question, because when you reach to a point of talking to the AI that is getting developed right now, honestly, no one knows about how powerful it can get and how fast it can get that powerful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and I mean, really, no one knows. I mean, I was watching a video of the CEO of the Google, and he was talking about the AI that they were developing. And what's
you're talking about JAI?
No, he was talking about they were training the AI on some different, I mean, references.
Yeah.
Which wasn't related to learning any new languages.
Yeah.
But there was some few word in, I guess he was saying Bangladeshian word in that context that they were training that AI on it.
Yeah.
And what happened was, after that training, they figured out very accidentally that now this algorithm can understand Bangladeshian language perfectly well, and it Ooh. Was never
it was
been
never
trained
there.
On the language.
Okay.
Yes, so it learned a new language by itself without having any intention to do so on it. So this is the part that might be scary, because we don't know how fast, how strong it can get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we might get it. And beside this, there are some other social aspect of it that might be dangerous as well. Like, you are providing a very, very powerful tools to many people. Many people, making everything accessible to the people. Mm-hmm. But you have some criminals, you have some bad side of society that might abuse those. And also governments. I mean, I'm
plus
not,
right now, yeah, exactly. Talking about governments,
look at what it could do with politics. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Like,
I mean,
you could create deep fakes of your opponent to make him
right
look
now,
to make
have,
him look a kind of way.
If you have a fully functioning machine that we're talking about, it can literally break down all the encryption algorithms that we know so far. All the encrypted information between, you know, high security clearance government officials, all this information that are encrypted, you can just break them down just in a second.
Actually, there is
and
a very
this is why they are getting scared. Now they are saying, you know, no, we gotta slow down. We don't know how to solve this problem. I mean, let's be honest. Physicists have anticipated this problem, I guess, 30 years ago. Maybe more than this. When we just started this track, when Feynman talked about quantum computation and the possibilities of it, we knew damn sure that all our defense techniques of securing our data and, like, encrypting it in the classical ways that we know
or out the window.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the cat's out of the bag.
Yeah.
I mean, quantum computers can get to the power that we many of our.
We don't know when we're gonna be able to do this,
but
it's feasible.
But also, I mean, beside this site that you're looking, we can come with a new way of encrypting stuff.
Quantum encryption.
Yeah. So, I mean, yes, there is some. That's how technology always works. You know, when it's evolved, it possesses a threat to some previous versions, and everyone gets adopted to the new one. But one thing that was really interesting about that topic was so many. Many information that exists right now on servers in the world, they are encrypted. So it might be very sensitive military information to whatever, okay?
Could be blackmail.
And
could be anything.
I mean, they are there right now because we believe, okay, they are encrypted. We're good now. But, okay, they are encrypted, and they are encrypted by the technology that we have right now. And if those data servers take those data, save them, and they come back to it in 5 years, they can encrypt all of them. And they will decrypt all of them, and they have access to all those information. So right now, I mean, actually all the official government officials, Pentagon, CIA, everyone, FBI, they have an emergency situation on removing every information that we have on any server. Don't keep them there because they can't be safe anymore. There is no threat right now at the current, at the time that we're talking. But, there is no guarantee it won't be in 5 years. And when your information is there, we already gave up so many information that can be accessed with many people. So
when I listen to people who are on the accelerationist side of things, who want to take the brakes off and just let it go full speed, they're talking about, we might not be looking at 5 years.
Yeah.
They're saying half of that. They're saying 2.5, maybe a year and a half away of that.
Well, it's really accelerating in a crazy way. Yeah. So, I can't say, no, it's not going to happen in 2 years. It's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you should see it that way.
And creatives, man, like musicians and artists, they're freaking out. Because I looked this up. You have a Nirvana. AI band. Have y'all heard it?
No, not yet. I heard about it.
They asked AI to write a song like Nirvana would.
Yeah.
And dude, if you didn't know no better, you would thought it was just it was just some kind of hidden track.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were concerned, like, I worked so hard to become an artist and define my art, and now I can just type in to a computer and it can do it just like me.
Honestly, right now, we're talking about machines that will entirely replace humans. Mm-hmm. We're talking about this type of machines. Yes, they should be, honestly speaking, they should be scared. Yeah, it can replace literally everything that, plus, it can actually create things, it's not about that this machine can do whatever we can do.
They can do a lot more.
They can do a lot.
Oh, they are creative.
Absolutely. But like my fear with it is let's just say it learns everything from the internet. That's where it's getting its information. Wouldn't you agree that the worst parts of humanity is on the internet? Like all of our biggest, if you want to call it a sin, like our pride, our arrogance, our, just all our negative behavior is
you're
there.
Talking about the web itself?
Yeah.
Not
a 4chan or Reddit, just some of the dark places in the internet.
Yeah.
And it could really, of course, I don't think AI will get to a point to where it has personality, but maybe.
Right now it has some traits of a personality because the data actually that have been used to train some of the models that we know right now, the data actually have human traits. Like the data might be racist or sexist. When I'm talking about this, I'm talking about the statistics basically. Mm-hmm. You're talking about statistical distribution of how some segment of the society is sexist or is racist against something. and you've trained that machine over that data. So the result will be automatically what you have fit it. It's just going to be that. And you have this example. Right now, they use a little bit of machine learning or artificial intelligence in criminal identification system, where you have, when you can identify a potential criminal just by them looking at screen or something, right? So right now, they match the faces, basically. But the program actually that they have been using for maybe 5-6 years that has actually been sponsored by Amazon, that been created by Amazon, is actually racist. So it would point out more black men to be potential criminals than white men. But actually the case is not like that. Like, I'm talking about 5 out of 10 men, you know, have been stopped in the streets just by police, just investigating them for no reason, just because, you know, the camera flashed red. So this is the type of personality traits that I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's almost like whoever the developer is really holding the keys, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really important who's developing and who's training.
Yeah, I mean, who's doing this? I just want to say it in a different way than Elon Musk saying it. It's just, we need an FDA for algorithms, if you know what I'm talking about.
You need some kind of regulation.
Exactly. You know, we need a fully functioning organization that has just one job, you know, to make sure this is done right. We're training these machines right. But there is no such thing so far.
And I mean, me and Farouk had this conversation a couple of times, but yeah, the fact is, we don't know how to regulate it too. You know,
right,
we don't have a clear answer to that. We don't know. There are many things in this field we really don't know. So we don't know how to stop, how to control it very much in a way that we want. So one push that is happening right now, I mean, to pause and put the hold on. I mean, I personally believe good portion of it is related to the competition between these big companies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because you are right talking now, about controlling the society in the next decade.
Honestly,
you know,
mm-hmm,
you are going to be huge. You are going to be,
it's the future.
Whoever gets there, it's, they, I mean, you imagine these giant tech companies right now, like Google, Apple, and Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
These, if whoever gets to the, I mean, can develop the AI that gets to, I mean, to the point that gives you that power that we are talking about, you are going to be maybe 100 times bigger than Google. You know, you're talking about some massive companies that they distinguish whatever you should do.
Oh, dude, it's incredible. Like, do you remember, it was maybe a month ago now, maybe a little bit longer, but when Bing wrote out their AI for the search engine, and you start seeing like Google and all these different companies begin to like let the people kind of play with the AI and, you know, kind of see what happens, you know.
Right.
So, like you said, I think all these big companies, they're racing, and whoever has the most user-friendly AI, they're going to be the winner.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. The point is, I mean, governments are racing, China is racing, Russia is racing, US is racing, big tech companies are racing, and you can't stop it.
You can.
I mean,
you really can.
Imagine in the US right now, we put the hold on, okay, OpenAI don't develop anything. But, okay, OpenAI doesn't develop. How you can stop the others? Okay, you know, so this is the thing that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So one point is, for example, you put the limit on purchasing, for example, GPUs. Okay, So anyone cannot buy, for example, this amount of GPU processing
units. Yeah.
And put some limitation like that control it. Okay, so at least we know who is possible, I mean, who is in society and now is capable of doing something weird. But I mean, still, it can be just associated to US. And
it's
also
just like knowing where all the nukes are.
Exactly. So it's really, I mean, complicated situation that honestly not many people knows exactly how to deal with it. I'm personally optimistic. I'm not thinking of it in a way that, okay, it's going to be it can.
It has to help both of the fields of work that y'all are in. I mean, like I was telling y'all earlier when I was watching that AI generated video of the moon, pulling the tides around the earth.
Right.
I mean, I think that gives us, that's the bright spots of it. It gives us a way to be able to think and to help the way that we process information to better understand the world and
the universe. It will do so much more. I mean, I've been watching so many videos.
You sent me some.
Yeah. So
I mean, it's even developing games and things.
Exactly. So a guy called Jordi Rose, he is the founder of D-Wave. Mm-hmm. So D-Wave is a big company right now. Like, the recent clients of D-Waves are Google and NASA. Okay? So now you can imagine how big this company is. So basically, it's specializing in quantum computing and machine learning and doing AI, you know. So he was putting some predictions. This video, I'm talking about a very recent video. He was just putting some predictions within the next 5 years, mm-hmm. okay? One of these predictions, I mean, all the predictions, honestly, are extraordinary. It's just out of this world, okay? One of them was, we're gonna find a new planet that looks like Earth and could be, you know, could inhabit life, and would have conversations between people, serious conversations, how we could go there. This is one of the predictions. I mean, if this is not out of this world, I don't know what is.
Yeah, just with, like, in the fields of just astronomy and space travel.
I mean, now we're not talking about living on Mars, man.
Different universe.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, we're just exploring beyond.
Mm. So, yeah, I mean, it's very amazing time to live in, I believe.
It's crazy time to live in.
It comes with many stress and things can go wrong. But in other way, it really opens the entirely new way of exploring the world universe to us. I mean, imagine even in the form of science and what we do. So imagine you have a very excellent assistant on your side now with almost no cost that can increase your productivity to the 10 times, you know. So you're gonna see, I mean, now we are in the very early stages still. In the next few years, you will see insane breakthrough in science, you will see insane breakthrough in technology and many other things that it was just part of our dreams before. I mean, you know, we had it just in Star Wars. But now we can see something that really can...
It's kind of crazy, Star Wars, bringing that up. It's like one of the latest episodes of The Mandalorian with the planet that they were on.
Right.
One of the leaders of the planet was talking about turning the robots off.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, we would, but then what would the people do? Because they don't... All they know how to do is leisure, because the robots and AI has been doing all the hard work.
Yeah.
Right.
And they don't know how to work anymore.
What scares me the most here is just the point that you are giving what gives the value to human, and I mean, what controls many societies is, okay, imagine I'm a dictator in some country,
mm-hmm.
that I'm governing that country.
And
so I always have a fear of, okay, there are still some people that lives in this country that I'm having controlling it, that they can rise against me and they can do something about it, you know? So I'm a bit considerate maybe at some point. But when AI comes, you can produce cops, you can produce armies, you can produce whatever that you want on your will. You decide what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And they can walk around in the street and shut the fuck up anyone that wants to complain about how you control and manage that country.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about just, I mean, this can happen in the third world countries. No. I mean, this is a real threat that, I mean, every single government in the world loves controlling. Everything is about controlling.
Mm-hmm.
There is no government in the world that says, oh, no, I love to give priority to people. No, everyone loves to control.
Mm-hmm.
So every single government, beside all the, I mean, other criminals around, possessing a threat to our society. Because if you get one person that is not properly suited for that position that they are getting, it can really disrupt the whole society in a bad way. With this, I mean, imagine you can have thousands of thousands soldiers walking on your demand in the street whenever you want. So this is the scary part. But there are ways to get around it. I mean, all this technology comes with some solution by itself. I mean, yeah, it's scary, but we can do something about coming with some ideas that can help. And there are some out there. I mean, what is amazing right now happening is you are seeing the merge of different technologies, quantum computers, AI. In other side, you see blockchain. You know, all of these technologies are merging together and coming up. And actually, each of them help to control one another, you know? I mean, blockchain is an amazing system that comes along, I mean, beside these technologies that's going on right now, that can address many, many issues that we are concerned about. So, I mean, when I'm talking about blockchain, I'm talking about many aspects of blockchain. Because on a blockchain, you are able. I mean, it might be very...
You mean the whole money system that we're following?
Not just
right
the money
now.
System. I mean, on a blockchain, you can have a government system. Okay, you can just take down the entire... I mean, right now, with some, like, Bitcoin, you can take off the banking system. We really don't need at this point that we are living right now.
And that's one thing that they're exploring now is CBDC, central bank and digital currency.
This is the scariest shit.
This is scary.
Yeah, that's very
CBDC
scary.
CBDC is just...
If people don't
you're
stand
just
up...
You're just putting the whole power in one place.
And they could just take your money. Just like that. They
man,
could
no.
Say one wrong thing. Done.
Yeah. This is why it's scary.
I mean,
you know,
CBDC is a red flag.
Yeah.
And I mean, I believe this is great that we are talking about it here, and everyone should talk about it, I believe.
Yeah.
This is important, and
people,
this is happening.
When it comes, people are going to have to stand up and say no and not use it. Like,
yeah.
No, I think we'll use paper money.
Yeah.
Right now, China is deploying their CBDCs. Right now, all the services in the China, service providers, I mean, labor works,
mm-hmm.
They are getting paid over the CBDCs.
Mm.
And I mean, even the US, we are not away from deploying CBDC.
Yeah.
US, right now, any government official office, museum, whatever related to government doesn't accept cash anymore.
Yeah.
It's done. And it's moving towards CBDC. Because why they are doing it? Why you don't accept the dollar?
Yeah.
Why you don't accept the cash?
It's legal tender.
Yeah.
Because exactly.
Yeah.
Because you want to move to damn CBDC. It is a step to go towards it. And CBDC is not far away. So it is really scary. I mean, I hate to see that this is coming, but many countries in the world, I mean, almost every freaking government is moving toward it.
Well, I mean, I can't tell you how many American politicians here in the States have openly said how they admire the way that, you know, the Chinese government rules over the people.
Yeah.
And how they admire it.
Yeah. I mean, even Trudeau in Canada has talked very, very encouraging, and he loves Xi Jinping. He's like, I would like them to, you know, bring some of that here. And I was like, boy, you better stand up and say no to that.
Exactly.
Wow.
So, I mean, people should be really aware of what's happening and take action for it, because otherwise we're gonna lose. I mean,
this is actually a crucial point. I don't think people keep up enough with what's going on around the world,
because it's going fast and it's complicated.
It's complicated. Plus, again, it's very complicated loop that we're talking about. How could people in one place or one country know so much about the whole world? The answer is through the media, right? You must have a free media that, you know, reports what's really going on, right? But this is really not the case. This is not the case. This is the case over, like, maybe just 15% of this world, maybe.
And I don't,
you know?
It's gotten to a point to where I don't trust anything that, you know, corporate media says. I get a lot of the information I'm getting is from, like, citizen journalism and then other podcasts, and then, you know, there's independent journalists all over the world documenting what's going on between Russia and Ukraine, what's going on in China, what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in Africa, what's happening in South America. And you have to, okay, first you got to get to a point to where, do I trust this person? Or, you know, are they being funded by somebody to say something? So I try to get as many sources as I can, as different camera angles, as different trains of thought, and I want to hear what the left has to say. I want to hear what the right has to say.
Exactly.
And I want to be, I want to find the truth somewhere in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, honestly, no one should be really just tied to one side. You should really be open, listen to whoever, and find the right way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now this is the time. You can be just, I mean, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. Yeah. I just believe CNN is great. No, Fox is the best.
Oh, you Fox know, is, Fox
this is terrible. This way of thinking will just not help anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are human, you are intellectual, you can think by yourself. So provide enough information to yourself and try to come with the logical explanation of it.
That is one of the hallmarks of if I trust, like, journalism, is if they're not telling me how to think, if they're just presenting information and allowing me to draw the conclusion on my own.
Yeah, they right. should be that's, really unbiased.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, yeah.
But there is not.
No.
No,
there's a bias. No.
Always.
No. Yeah, man. This is why we say history is written by winners. This yeah. is exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
now.
So it's yeah. Norm MacDonald. He's, you know, a comic. Days go yeah. by, and he's like, you know, I find it crazy when I flip through the history books. The good guys always seem to win.
It doesn't make sense, right?
It's like, yeah, yeah. That is kind of crazy,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So, I mean, just what you need?
Just some water. Yeah. No, it's down there on the ground. Yeah, you could grab me that, yeah.
There you go.
If you all need water, it's down there.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Just back to, like, what about AI in y'all's field? Do you see a future to where, like, we're strapping these rockets up and we're sending AI to go to these different universes and places to see what we can find? If we can ever get it to where we could fly fast enough to get there timely. You know, I mean, we're talking like...
No, we're not going to break the laws of physics.
We can only go so fast.
But we're gonna improve the technologies and the things we could do a lot better.
Okay.
You know, the job we're doing right now, it's just gonna be done perfectly.
Well, I mean, it's crazy, like with quantum computing, didn't you say it was like Einstein and folks of long past, way before this was technology was available, they were already thinking about it.
Yeah.
They just knew they weren't gonna see it.
Yeah, right.
But they laid the groundwork.
The theoretical work.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the transition from the theoretical work, an equation, to a device that you have in your hand is a huge transition. This is why we need engineers. You know, this is where engineers actually come. You know, because, yeah, we have experimental physicists, they can design, but really manufacturing the stuff is an engineer artifact. So I think, just answering your question, I think a few moments ago I just said NASA's newest client of D-Wave right now, the big company that uses quantum computing to, you know, improve artificial intelligence as machines that we could use. This is a good sign. But I'll leave the answer to the astronomer. He definitely knows better than me.
No, I mean, that's really true. And I mean, for sure this will happen. It's just a matter of when it's happening. You know, for sure we have the robots that go in and discover the universe for us, I mean, at first, and then we might follow.
Plus, they and, don't need air.
Yeah.
And they don't have to breathe.
Yeah.
And actually, I mean, one thing that I really don't have much of an answer to it is, okay, when we have these AIs and when they are getting smarter than humans, one day they will claim their own robots' right. You know, one day they will
Now we have to get back to your philosophy so class and discuss your AI ethics, right? What if you have, you know, and the exact same situation? What would be the work ethics between humans and, you know, machines? Or like how it's going to be run if it overpowers you. You know, if it now has more power than a human can, what would be the situation really? Would they still, you know, lean and like obey? Does it work like this? There is no order thing except for the coding part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my thought on it is, when we see that I mean, we are really getting behind AI. We will start catching up with it. And how we do it? By start, I mean, putting the chips and stuff on ourselves to upgrade our body. You know, and this is going to happen. I mean, this is not a matter of
transhumanism at this point.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to happen. We don't know when. I don't know when, how fast or late. But I mean, for sure, it will someday happen that we put different chips on our body. Or, I mean, if you're willing to, or whatever.
It is interesting, like hearing Elon and people talk about the neurochips and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, you see, I mean, exactly. One of the companies that Elon Musk is Neuralink. I mean, what they do, same thing, you know. I mean, right now they put the chip on a monkey to play tennis, but I mean, they can do much more soon or already. I mean, this is for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is going to be something for sure. And I mean, we are going to see it in our lifetime if we don't die very soon.
Yeah, if we don't all decide to blow ourselves
up. So you should get prepared for this stuff and have some clear thought about it. Okay, what's my take on this? What's going to happen?
Who knows, right?
Who knows? We damn knows.
Yeah, we're just throwing observations. Go back and listen to this in 2 to 5 years and boy, was I wrong.
But yeah, right.
I mean, it kind of gets to that point to where maybe the robots are, you know, they're loaded with AI. They can do the work. And maybe it takes humanity to a place to where we have enough food.
Yeah.
Now we spend our lives just chasing our passions or making discoveries. Exactly. And I mean, that would eliminate a whole lot of things.
Right.
Especially if it could bind us instead of all these, he's Russian, he's Chinese, black, white, red, yellow. Hey, we can finally get to be in the human race. That would be something.
Yeah, and I mean, this is what we all willing to see. You know, this is great, and I love it, and I'm optimistic about it. I'm really hoping for that days. But everyone should educate themselves about it because this is a critical time in the human history, I believe. We are getting somewhere. Yeah.
It's that time, like, you know, with every technological advance, whether it was going from riding horseback to cars, there was a lot of fear then because it changed the entire way that we did things, you know, or when we learned how to fly, you know, there was a lot of fear on that.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So we're just making a new leap. And there's going to be a lot of fear. And that fear is good. Hopefully that fear will drive you to make the best possible thing.
For sure. I mean, that fear is what keeps us alive. And that's what humans are still here. We should fear of stuff, but we should come with a good solution with it. You know? And yeah, that's definitely great. Sorry, you were saying something.
No, I was just listening. I had a question for a second, then it disappeared.
It left.
Well,
what about just within, like, quantum computing, have you been able to play with it in some of your work that you've been doing at school here?
No, my research is not very close to what we're talking about right now, about AI. I'm doing just different part of quantum computation. I'm setting up quantum computing algorithms, quantum computing machines, basically, but to solve physics problems. So, I mean, it shares the same idea with AI, basically. You're putting everything in an algorithmic way. So, you know, you're designing a theoretical machine, basically, to tackle the problem and just save you the thinking, right? So.
Yeah, that's something else that I explore, too, is once we have this as a way of knowing anything. It's no different than having a smartphone in your pocket. If you have a question, you can look it up. But, do you think the IQ dumps way off if we don't continue to press ourselves in liberal arts? And
I mean, it's hard to answer, I believe. But
I believe we would still, you know, need schools. We would still need education, which contributes to,
but it must change, not this
IQ. No, I mean
classic way of
I'm
education
talking about the general concept of it. I'm just mentioning the name. I'm not saying we would have the exact same schools with the teachers. Okay. No, that sucks. right? Yeah. So what I'm talking about may be different, you know.
It may be to a point to where you won't need a teacher. The AI could teach you.
Exactly.
Right?
This is a real case. This I mean, is, many
yeah, it would be,
are
it
working
would be
on
the
it.
Case, yeah. So when you reach to that point where you have, you know, when you have all these technologies, but you still need the new generations to, you know, grow up and understand what's really going on around them. And the only way to understand science is, you know, just by dealing with it, either through school or educating yourself or whatever, you know. So you still need people to get educated and know about it, because even though that some people would say, okay, we would have, for example, we would have all teachers replaced by machines, right? Some robots, some AI, very intelligent thing that could just teach way better, okay? So now we don't need basically an education department in any university, because we don't need teachers no more,
mm-hmm.
right? But is this true? Do you think this is true? This is a question. I don't think this is true. We just still need it.
It's interesting to think about.
You know? Like, would you just shut down the whole thing? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well, would you just... Because...
That would change the entire way that the governments would fund things, you know, because they wouldn't have to spend so much money on these
people should
buildings
ask this
and...
question about everything, actually, that, you know, everything that you think it would get replaced. So what's going to happen next?
And
what about all the upcoming generations, you know?
I mean, what about the idea of work and what a thing is worth? If humanity is no longer putting the time in to make it, I mean, does it make it to where it doesn't cost anything? Because
this actually will change our view about food, money, jobs, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because just imagine 100,000 years back, where just some tribes hunting.
Mm-hmm. Hunter-gatherers, man.
We would still have the concept of a family, a brother, or like a friend. We'd still have the same thing because we're humans. We socialize,
yeah,
right? This is
yeah.
what defines us.
We're social beings.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we didn't have that concept of trading for money. We didn't have these very large organizations that we call banks, I'm sorry, to control such a money system. We didn't have, for example, schools. So all these concepts or way of thinking about stuff have evolved, and I'm thinking it's evolving to the best.
Yeah, I think like the way that we're going to.
But I'm afraid of it evolving too fast.
Just we mutate to the cancer and just die.
to the degree that we're not able to cope up. Like. Because we're just saying this could happen in 5 years. 5 years is not so far from now.
No, it's not.
We're not ready to a different point of view about all of this. If just imagine if this happens in 5 years, okay? 2028, this is gonna happen. You won't need any teacher in any school. Let's just imagine this in 2028.
Right.
Right? What would you do?
I don't see it impossible.
Okay, what would you do about the Department of Education in university?
I mean...
What would you, like, you know, all...
That's why I believe we need a very fundamental change in many ways of...
Thinking about life?
Doing stuff, you know? We will really face many fundamental changes.
It will permanently change philosophy.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was just about to mention something related to that. If you get a little kid, and you observe basically how they are describing stuff. Sometimes a little kid would say on a teddy bear that it's not real. They don't say it's not alive. They say it's not real.
Mm.
And by their thinking, they're not wrong. But as a grown-up, you would say, no, it's as real as anything else. It's a teddy bear. It's just not alive. It doesn't talk. It doesn't breathe. So for a reason where when you're just young enough and didn't experience your life long enough, you tend to think that a real thing and a live thing are the same. So from that point of view, I'm just gonna make an exaggeratingly big claim right now. From that point of view, if you have a real machine, it should be alive. I mean, what really defines life right now, if you get away from biology and cell reproduction?
Yeah, okay? Yeah, life.
What really defines it? Just to be real, right? Plus, if you think and evolve and produce things and do stuff, this means basically you're alive.
Yeah, out of context of biology, AI is a live thing. We are making creatures, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. And I'm thinking about this like 2028. Let's just say that you happen to have one in the home, maybe to help you out. Maybe it just cleans or does whatever else, right? And you begin to form some kind of a relationship to work. Like, how is that dynamic going to work? And, like, what happens, like, you know, because the way that we treat one another, I mean, we can gaslight one another or whatever else, right? What if we begin to do that to the robot, and then it begins thinking some kind of way about us, or maybe it starts dishing it right back? Like, if it learns sarcasm? So, I mean, who knows, right?
I mean, that's not impossible.
It becomes an alcoholic. It becomes an alcoholic like Bender.
Exactly. I mean, that thing Buddy was talking about, just learning a new language.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
an entire new language. Yeah. This is insane, right? So,
but I mean, in a back, I mean, flashback to what Ferg was talking about. I mean, if we want to come with the educational system at the time that we are having, I mean, AGI and this sort of stuff, that they are extremely smart, is what we should really teach to people? What is essential? I mean, this is a question that has been a decade bothering me. And it's that, okay, if I go back in 10,000 years ago, 15,000, 20 years, to 20,000 years ago, how far I can push the science and the knowledge of what we have today? Okay, for imagine, I mean, I'm going back to the Stone Age. Am I going to stay in the Stone Age, or I can push that the Stone Age era to Iron Age? Or I'm not able. I don't know. How the fuck are you going to take iron out of this freaking mountain? I have no idea.
That's just it, dude. And
you,
like,
know?
Let's think about something simple like a toaster. Yeah. Like, that is a very, it's not a complicated thing, but I don't think one person could not make it on their
exactly.
own.
Exactly. I mean, if I leave you in the middle of somewhere, nowhere, and tell you, get iron out, make a sword. Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, 10,000 years ago, people had it. You make it. You can't. I mean,
you
most probably we're going to die.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. This is not the lifestyle anymore.
Yeah, right.
This is not the lifestyle anymore.
But, I mean, I believe at the age that we have some assistant, let's keep them as assistant AIs, that they know everything, they do everything. So it's, I mean, you really need to know about how to do, I mean, I don't know, Schrodinger equations, you know.
Yeah.
You don't need to know it. You don't need to do it, for example. Yeah. They do everything for you. They predict everything for you. They give you the best estimations of everything. So at that time, when you want to, newborn humans that they come and new generations that they want to learn, what you going to learn them? I believe we should start in a very abstract summary course, just teach them how to get iron till you make AI, you know?
That's the shortest possible path. I mean, that's a new education system. You got to go from the Stone Age to now,
yeah.
And you got to do it in 10 years.
And you're going to make it in 100 pages book, you know?
I believe, actually, here is the deal. Statistically speaking, our IQ, humanity's IQ, is increasing. Okay? We're getting actually smarter.
I really agree with this.
Okay? So, I think with this new technology age that we're heading towards, people are gonna be freaking smart. So, what we're talking about right now is not entirely impossible. You could teach people what you're teaching the same people right now. In 20 years, you could teach them. Maybe in 5 years, but in the future. Because just people
exactly.
are gonna be a lot smarter.
And also,
right
you
now.
Come with a better way of training educating, teaching,
right,
you know.
Right.
So, yeah, it's just amazing.
It's just, it's really interesting just imagining what's going to happen. You know, it's,
I could do 100 episodes of just this.
Yeah.
You know, you have no idea. And it could go 100 different ways.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
This is it.
That's right.
We hope for the best.
Yeah. we'll have the AI version of the Porsche Talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
They're already doing that.
Right?
You know, you have AI generated podcast.
Yeah.
And they'll talk about whatever you want them to talk about.
Yeah.
Or you can even make it sound like a Joe Rogan or.
Exactly.
You know.
I've seen the Joe Rogan podcast AI generated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, it's doing music, it's art. I mean, the only difference is, it's like, I think one difference between AI and humanity is, like, humans have the capacity of creation, or, like, anything with AI when it comes to the arts at this moment, it's going to be learning from art that a human did, and it's only going to, that's all it's going to know. I don't know if it'll get to a point to where, yeah, sure, you might could tell it, okay, take the stylings of Picasso and Van Gogh, put that together, you know? That's totally possible, but once... That's not a new creative spark. That's not new.
No, that's not right.
Yeah.
Actually, I mean, there is a documentary on a DeepMind company about they developed the simulator to who plays game Go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know the game?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a very
it's
I mean
very interesting game.
Top one game in the East Asia,
yeah.
I mean, many Asian
yeah.
countries, and yeah, I mean they're I mean this is top one for them. So, what they do is, I mean, this is 2 years ago,
Yeah,
and it's developing and getting better.
Yeah, and
they
start taking the
it's time to grab a smoke.
Biggest and number one champions in this game that. People would have cried to tell you that, oh, there is no way this guy gonna lose to this
mm-hmm.
computer program.
Bro.
It was a joke for the
bro,
people.
Bro, he lost so bad.
Got his ass whooped.
Yo.
Wow, you should see this.
I mean,
live. Bro, the guy's so humble. He's so smart, but he's so humble. So he actually, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but this is, I mean, everyone gonna watch this. Seriously, it's, man.
Yeah. So, I mean,
send me the link and I'll throw it up on the Porch Talk Facebook
yeah,
so
yeah,
they can check it
yeah,
out.
Because
but that is the thing, remember? Because like early video games, you remember, like let's just say you're playing a shooter like a Halo. I mean, it's...
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Easy to play the legendary campaign and beat it because you're playing the computer, and then when you go to play multiplayer with other humans, you get your ass waxed.
Yeah.
But now it's going in reverse.
Right. Exactly. I mean, and my point in that gaming was when that AI was competing with that champion, it was doing some moves that
are absolutely abnormal. Okay.
I mean, no one used these methods of play.
Wow.
It's incredibly new.
Huh.
So these fuckers come with their own way and they beat the shit. And
hell
they,
yeah.
Can you imagine this? I mean, and dude, I mean, you will see in that documentary, and I mean, really encourage everyone to.
I think.
The entire South Korea are crying about it.
Yeah.
How? Our champion just got beaten by the freaking fucking machine. What the hell is happening?
Man, I think if you see how these machines look like, I mean, the quantum computing AI machines that basically we're talking about, mm-hmm. bro, if you see it, it looks like a black box to you. It's you would see, it's basically a big ass fridge, okay, that cools down everything within it to a very, very low degree. And it has some chips. And all the fun is going within these chips.
Okay.
Now, I don't really think, because I'm not sure, I don't really think that these types of machines that I'm describing right now are going to control the world. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to make humanity even greater. They're going to make humanity not interplanetary, they're going to make it intergalactic.
Oh, here we go.
We're going to be superheroes if we could use these machines to the ultimate of it.
But yeah, I mean, that requires, yeah, we really hope to get there, but this requires that people be aware of it.
Yeah.
I mean, we need people, everyone, doesn't matter.
I mean, honestly speaking, yes.
To know about...
Right now, I think it should be... This is what I think, because the media is concerned with the government as much as it's concerned with the people itself, okay? So I think... It's more of the government responsibility than the people, because the government basically is running the research,
yeah.
right? It should be their responsibility to make people aware of this.
They don't
to
want
talk to, about
right.
it.
They don't want them to know.
But unfortunately, the type of world that we're living in right now, they don't want it.
I mean, because these advancements that we are achieving right now just can be two way. Either people gets the full power of their society and there is no fucking government anymore, or governments get the full control of the society and people has nothing to say there. Okay, this is a reality in US, in Iran,
everywhere.
In Brazil,
like,
in Bangladesh, doesn't matter.
It seems like
it's either you let those freaking people get it or not letting get it. And you distribute the power between everyone, distribute the wealth between everyone, and decide everything as a whole. Not as a person, as a president, or as a vice president, or as whoever.
Unless we change the concept of government, as we know, right now. Go ahead.
There's gotta be a better way.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, we have it. Okay, honestly, I mean, technologically, we have it. I mean, blockchain can gives us that privilege to
have
it.
Basically,
okay?
You can basically decentralize everything, not only the money system.
Yeah, that's the key. Like, I like the blockchain, but I like it being decentralized, and I like encryption. Like, one thing about the blockchain, and if we go to a CDBC is... Every financial move you make is tracked, and they know everything that you did. And
CBDC is not our choice. CBDC gonna happen.
Yeah.
So it's our choice to do CBDC or stick to decentralized system.
Yeah.
Okay? So if we go to CBDC, we lost it.
Yep.
We are freaking a slave. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, your freedom is gone, dude.
Done.
You're a slave, yeah.
So either you go... Because CBDC is gonna come. I mean, not me can stop it, not you can stop it, and it's gonna come fast. Couple of years.
Look at all the bank crashes, and it's all leading to it. You know?
Yes.
It seems very convenient, too.
I mean, U.S. economy is on edge.
Yeah.
U.S. economy, I mean, 32 trillion debt. And you are losing the value of the dollar.
Look at the petrodollar. It could potentially be over.
BRICS is developing, and I mean... Imagine Saudi Arabia start trading oil with yuan or
just a matter of time.
The system we're talking about,
they're already making moves to do it.
That
BRICS and Saudi,
they're
making deals.
The chain block system that we're talking about could really save the situation.
Yeah.
It could save the US dollar right now, but it wouldn't serve the sake of the government.
That's just it.
I mean, there is the entire media against blockchain and crypto industry that is being fed by those ones that have a wealth and power right now, because this is going to threat them the most. Okay, so if you see lots of shits happening around this and lots of bad newses, honestly, none can really possess any threat and any failure in the system of those, for example, Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever. The structure never got hacked, never got stolen, never got attacked by anyone. But what happened around it? There were so many frauds around this concept, and many people are afraid of it because of hearing these stories a lot. Oh, someone had, 10,000 Bitcoins, they lost it in a day.
You have like BlockFi and Gemini and some of these, SVB, these crypto exchanges
FTX,
that go bankrupt. They go bankrupt and then boom, you lost your money.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And there's no way of getting it back because they already put it in another fund and it's poof.
Exactly. Can I explain this a bit more here?
Go for it.
So what happened with FTX is, I want to say that what happened there, it's not a crypto industry problem. This is lack of knowledge that people that were working with those exchanges did it. You know, mm-hmm. Why? Because any person that owns any crypto, when you buy it from any exchange, it allocates you, it gives you a private key, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have a choice to keep that private key on that exchange, like FTX that happened, people kept it there. Okay, it's FTX, I trust that. Bankman Friedman, it's such a good guy, let's keep it there, I trust that guy.
Yeah.
Okay, so they kept it there.
Mm-hmm.
And the exchange saw, okay, I have lots of freaking money and people doesn't take it, so what should I do with it? I will go invest with it, I make money, I will give them money back. Not only, but I make tons of money by myself too.
Mm-hmm.
But they invest, they fucked up, they lost money, and everything got fucked up. But what happened there was, if those people that had their money invested and from FTX, they bought their crypto from FTX, if they were taking their private key and they were storing it in their own cold wallet, there was absolutely no chance for anyone to make such a disaster.
We don't talk about that enough, though, Barty.
Yeah, but we should know.
People still buy crypto on like Robinhood, and I was like, if you don't
have
the keys,
that's disaster.
If you don't have the keys, you don't have any cheese, man.
That's it.
You have to have a cold wallet. But people, like, they'll get into crypto, but it's ignorant because they don't understand all of it.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Because people look at the crypto as, okay, this is for some people that they want to make money in the night and just some, or maybe nerd, or lots of criminals or whatever the fuck, you know, and and if they walk in it, many of them, they just walk into it to just, let's make some money. Now Bitcoin is cheap, let's buy it now, it's gonna get higher. It's not matter of just making money. It's a matter of knowing the industry and technology that you're using, and you understand what huge benefit it can gives us,
mm-hmm.
as a whole, as entire society. It's not just something that you make money with. Yeah, definitely Bitcoin gonna grow. Yeah, there is no doubt in it if we do the right thing and if we move to decentralization. But the fact is, everyone should understand why blockchain and why Bitcoin or whatever, other cryptocurrencies is valuable in their own manner, is knowing that what benefits it can bring to our society and why it's really better. Okay, so we can talk about that much, more depends on what we want to take the conversation, but this is really important that everyone just go do your own research. This is the best thing. Okay,
yeah.
Always go and learn. You shouldn't trust me, you shouldn't trust Frog, you shouldn't trust anyone,
yeah.
Go do your own research, study, learn about it. Okay, there are tons of good resources out there.
Let this conversation be a kickstart for you. This is like, let this be an intro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you go dig in and find more information, find people that you do trust, and I'm not saying take financial advice from anyone, but you can kind of see the moves that they're making, and you can make some smart decisions too.
Exactly. You can at least have people fucked up before.
Yeah.
This is just basically, yeah.
I can't tell you, like, during the stock market with the Robinhood and all that, with the GameStop hustle on the stock market,
mm-hmm.
and the Big Short, and you could go back to 2008. Like, we're reliving it now, and it's worse with the 2008 house market crash. Dude, like you said, this economy is on the edge of a knife. When that bubble busts, and it's blowing up pretty big to a point to where it can't sustain itself, I would advise people to have alternatives to where you don't have all of your investments in this U.S. economy.
Right. only
diversify everything that you do.
Only 3% of the deposits in the banks are FDIC approved.
That's right.
Okay. So,
I mean, if everyone went to their bank tomorrow and pulled their money out, it would all crash.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't exist.
And maybe just that
it's just a number.
First couple percent of people that does that can get their money. Rest of it is just going to go on air.
Yeah.
Because we have $32 trillion debt. This is going to be paid. Mm-hmm. And no one going to pay it. Me and you out of our pockets going to pay that. Okay. So when the system fucking collapse, when this banking system reached to the point that it's gone, which is really close to it, and I don't know how the fuck they want to save it, because it is, personally, I believe it's unsavable at this point.
Yeah.
Because bank run is happening. I mean, just in the March, $130 billion have been out of deposits of them in small banks, you know? So these numbers are crazy, and these banks can't take that. And this is, I mean, what government decided to do, you know? I mean, increase the rates, and that's what's gonna you're gonna see. And I mean, if you don't do that, inflation gonna kill everyone.
Yeah,
you know, so you got to the point that there is no way out of it. And I'm not just pointing it to this government, to any governments before it, all of them hands to hands made this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's not matter of who is it right now or who was it. They I made think, it, and it's just the point that who gonna lose it? At who's gonna be the one that gonna fucked in it?
I don't think. Yeah, I think
who's gonna get left on the back?
Yes, exactly.
They shouldn't be concerned about, you know, who contribute to this fuck up most, but they should be concerned about how to solve this urgent issue right now.
If I was a politician right now, if I was a Republican, I would love to Democrats win the next election. If I was a Democrat, I would love Republicans.
Yeah.
Because you're screwed. You are fucking dealing with the hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're about to inherit some bullshit. It's like, I don't even want to throw my name in the hat for this one. But politics, what? I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. So, either you want to... I mean, that's the thing. I mean, now they are just postponing it. Okay, let's from this world to that world. Let's give it another couple of years. 2008, it was done. Mm-hmm. What did you do? Printed more. Right now, what the fuck they're doing? Okay, so inflation is high. We should stop printing money. Let's increase the interest. Let's get the money out of the society. Okay, so the money coming back. But what's happening now? Banks are going bankrupt. Mm-hmm. What should we do? We should back them up. So we should bail out. What should we do to bail out? We should print more money. So what the fuck? You print fucking money to fight the inflation?
You're making it worse. you're expediting the problem.
Yeah.
And yeah, at some point you had the power internationally. Everyone would say, oh, US. But now the entire market is in China. Mm-hmm. US, yeah. I mean, headquarter of Google is here. Headquarter of Apple is here. Headquarter of Microsoft is here. Well, who the fuck cares? Everything gets produced in China.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is there.
Yeah, we're all consumers here. We don't make anything.
We are consumer. In the US, we're a consumer. And many everywhere in the world is kind of consumer in one way or another. I mean, a couple countries are holding a major power there. I mean, Russia has really produced lots of energy. I mean, energy is a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
China, entire everything, you know, everything in the market.
Yeah, and even to your little water gun over there.
And...
Yeah, I guess that's made in China.
Oh, it has to be.
So, who knows?
Bangladesh or Vietnam, somewhere.
Maybe.
Not here. Oh, yeah, dude, we got a little more time to go. If y'all want to talk about Bitcoin a little bit more, or, I mean, we can do whatever, or we can put a pin in it right there and get together another time, whatever y'all want to do.
I mean, I'm up to keep going. Yeah.
Do a little crypto?
Yeah, why not?
You might just be listening. Because I don't know much about crypto, but I'd love to listen to Bardia talking about it. Yeah, he knows much about it.
Yeah.
I should
take it off. Let's go back to the wallet and, like, you know, people just really half-assing it. Like, when you buy it off an exchange and if you keep it on that exchange, that's theirs. It's not yours unless you take the key, put it in your wallet.
Right.
Well, it's up to, like, some period, right?
That you can keep on exchange?
Yeah.
I mean, many exchanges right now...
Be safe for, like,
Many exchanges, requires you to keep the crypto that you bought for, 6, 7 days, 8 days, till they verify that transaction was legit and everything, you know? Mm-hmm. But after that, you can take that off. Yeah. And everyone should do that. Because what you are making the same mistake as what we did with the banks, you know. You work your ass off 24/7, make some money, put it in a bank. The money is not yours anymore. Mm. It's bank. Mm-hmm. In their balance sheet, they announce it as their own asset. It's theirs. Yeah. It's not yours. No one cares who is fruit.
And what do they do? FDIC and all that? They invest it in a government fund or a bond. And then if everyone rushes to a bank, pulls their money out, well, they have to liquidate that money. Well, that bond wasn't going to be in completion for 10 years. And you pulling it out 3 years, it hasn't matured. And so that money is not what it's worth. And so, and that's what the cause of these bank failures is. Is people are freaking out about the economy. They're pulling their money out. And I don't blame them. But at the same time, nobody has the money because that number on your little bank app that tells you how much money you got in your account, it's not in the bank. It doesn't exist. It's just a number.
Let's dive into this deeper. So what's happening right now is when banks are not making that profit that they were supposed to make, and people start fearing and get that fear that might go bankrupt, and since, I mean, 3% is just FDIC approved and there is no backup. I mean, it's mainly, I mean, it goes to, imagine businesses, right? I mean, because till when any money less than 2,500 right now in the banking system is FDIC approved. But this is just include less than 3%, okay? So the rest of it goes to major bank accounts that they hold lots of money. And these are, I mean, some rich people, but mainly businesses. I have a business, I have 100 employees, 200 employees, I'm a university, I have 10,000, I mean 1,000, 2,000 employees, whatever. And I have a bank account in somewhere, right? So if that bank goes bankrupt, I lost everything, okay? So I can't operate my university anymore, I can't operate my business anymore, and not only I can't operate it, it's gone. The entire wealth of that company and the asset, everything is gone. So you will go bank, I mean, you will collapse in a second, right? So what you do, you as a wise CEO, as a wise person that has a wise money, you do is, okay, now in US we consider, okay, there are four banks that they are too big to fail. Okay, that's what they fucking say.
Silicon Valley.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, I don't know, Chase, I mean.
Yeah, or, it recently picked up the right, other bank.
Exactly. I mean, Wells Fargo or whatever, Bank of America. And these banks, they are saying, okay, they are too big to fail. Yeah. Right now, me as a business owner, I have to pay. Anyway, I have to pay myself, you, him, okay? And I'm paying in dollars still, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move it there, okay? Because I'm sure that if Bank of America collapses, the entire U.S. economy is gone, okay? This is the last piece of domino that going to fall in U.S. financial system. So I will move it. When I move it, small banks going to go bad. They are going to go bankrupt. Mm. And this is a legitimate prediction that we might lose really all the small banks, regional banks. And we just end up with couple, four, five, six banks in a couple of years
and
that
again, which,
they hold the entire wealth
again,
of the country.
This is the central bank.
And
this
government
is again the central bank,
loves it.
Right? This is the same idea.
And
yeah.
Then they start, the government, the bank starts becoming like a mafia.
Why JP Morgan shouldn't love that? Tell me this. Why I'm a freaking CEO of JP Morgan? Why I shouldn't love that? Yes. Yeah, I mean, 600 banks going bankrupt, all comes to me. Why not? I'm the best. Why not? Everyone's just
kinda
praising him like a king. Yeah. So they love it. And they want to get it. So, but here is the point that I believe if we as a society don't act, we gotta lose. Because this is going to happen. I see it. I mean, I'm not saying this is 100%. But yeah, I mean, it's very logical sense. It's going to happen somehow. And when it happens, either the whole wealth is going to be in the hand of very few people. I mean, still, it's already in the hand of few. But it's going to be, I mean, very, very much more narrow than a margin. Or we're going to do something else. What we can do is, okay, right now, I mean, it's been a decade. that Nixon took off the dollars out of, I mean, being backed by gold. Every, I mean, $32 was 1 ounce of gold before it. But he took it off. So a dollar right now is just thin air, right? It's just anyone, anytime they want, they print, they give it out. They just increase the debt ceiling. It's good. It worked out till now, and they hope that it's going to work out forever, but it's not going to. Yeah, so
talking about that Jekyll Island abomination.
Right. Right.
The reserve.
And I mean, we are hitting a debt ceiling, and I mean, government is saying, I mean, reserve is saying that we are going to hit the debt and we are going to run out of the money in right now in 10 days. I mean, by end of this month, we're the first.
Yeah, they're saying default by June.
Default by June, you know? I mean, this is disaster, okay? So we don't have much of a time. Okay, we are getting really to the point that everything gonna be really messed up. And if we don't put our act together, we are gonna lose many big things. So how we can act and how we can make situation better is, okay, if US dollar fails, what we wanna do? Use yuan? No fucking way. I don't wanna use yuan. Mm-mm. I don't want to use Saudi Arabia money. I don't want to use Russia money. I don't want to use ruble. I don't want to use pound. I don't want to use any fucking other government, you know? I don't trust in US, whatever. Imagine what I want to do with others. Mm-hmm. So what I have to do, there is an alternative that is transparent. This is million times more efficient, and it's cryptocurrency. And I mean, on top of it is Bitcoin, you know? That it's extremely transparent. You know which wallet from the first day, from the day that that person that built it, Satoshi Nakamoto, great mind, I admire him the most, mm-hmm. came and built this algorithm, till right now, the lastest transaction that's happening right now in the algorithm, you can track it, you can see mm-hmm. who, how much, where. So government don't like it, because when you have a Bitcoin, you can see how much they get, how much they pay, how much they send, where they send. And they must answer you for that. Okay.
And you're technically not using their currency, so they can't tax you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's why they're trying to write laws and get their hands on it. Mm. But we got so many old people in our government that don't understand it. They don't know what they're talking about, and they couldn't write a good law on it if they wanted to, which might be a blessing in disguise.
Mm-hmm. But, the governments use this part as well, but I have a solution. I mean, there is an easy, I don't have, I mean, there is an easy solution for that to track, I mean, taxes. For example, I mean, income taxes. Okay, so I'm a business owner. You have to provide me a wallet address, okay? When I pay you on that wallet address, government will know how much I paid you, mm-hmm. so they can take that tax from you, okay? So, I mean, I'm not against taxing system. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not against it or I'm pro of it, whatever. I'm pretty neutral about it. But the point is, if they want to take tax, if they want to ban and smash the crypto just by using that idea that, okay, we can put the tax and this is not fair for society. No, this is not true. We can put tax. We can still apply tax. Still, you want to purchase from Walmart, you're going to pay tax. Doesn't matter. You pay it with Bitcoin, you pay it with dollar.
Yeah.
When you get your income, still you can pay tax. They can track it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you provide one official wallet of you as, a, I mean, the one that you get paid on. Mm-hmm. But rest of it can be anonymous. Okay, they won't know. I mean, if you transfer your money to the next wallet, they don't know who is the owner of the next wallet, you know? Mm-hmm. So you can say, I sold it or I gave it to my friend or whatever. And but, I mean, if they want to take a tax, they can take a tax. And, okay, so, I mean, that I'm mentioning this because I don't want to give that argument to any government that, oh, now we can't give a tax now. I mean, the entire rich people want to take over. This is unfair. No, it's not. We can take care of that. So this is really advanced. I mean, really, blockchain is amazing. This is really advanced. It addresses every problem that we have without any fucking flaw. It doesn't have a flaw. I wish I could point you that, oh, there is a damn flaw. I mean, the flaw, yeah. If you want to hack...
And what's crazy, Bitcoin was first in and it's still best dressed. I mean, it's still it's still the best.
Yeah.
Like, yes. I would say maybe ETH is second best.
Right.
But, man, Bitcoin is just substantially the best.
Right. That's very true. Why it's best? I mean, being the first is important, and also the way that the Bitcoin algorithm has been designed, proof of work consensus mechanism that it has, and also I mean the way that the whole algorithm works, it's perfect to be very legitimate reserve of money. Okay, because first, I mean, you have 21 million Bitcoin. No one can produce more. No one can just drop it down. This is it. It's not just, I mean, US government prints money as much as they want. No, this is the cap on that supply. Okay, so because what happens when inflation happens, inflation make the poor people more poor and rich people more rich, right? Yeah. That's exactly the how
this is,
inflation.
This is the meaning of it.
But with Bitcoin, you can kill that because they can produce more money. So they can feed themselves more and feeds us less, you know? You can make me poorer every day and make some few richer every day. Yeah, I mean, the gap in the US wealth is just massively increasing every day.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because of these fucking stupid policies. We can fight that easily with the system that is right there right now, okay? Mm-hmm. So first I said, I mean, it's transparent. You can track everyone. You can find out. And I mean, it's much, much, much more better than how you can track criminals on dollars. How the fuck you want to track people on a dollar? When I'm trading, I mean, drug, whatever. I mean, I'm not saying I'm drug bad or good. Whatever the criminal you want to assume and follow and cut them. So you can track every transaction that happens on a blockchain, on a Bitcoin, but you cannot do anything about that USD dollar. Okay, So and also there are lots of fake USD dollar. There are many fake USD dollar in circulation, and no one knows about it. I mean, it's going there. I mean, there is a massive. I mean, I don't have an exact percentage, but it's a big number. I mean, I don't want to just throw the fake number that comes not wrong, exact, but there is a massive number. We can search it. That's the amount of dollars that they are circulating in the system, and they are fake. And we are using it every day. So, but Bitcoin doesn't have that. There is no fake Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Why there is no fake Bitcoin? Because, I mean, that's what makes Bitcoin really legitimate here. I mean, legendary thing. Because there are miners that they are verifying all the transactions on this blockchain at every second. And this verifier, that people that they are miner, we call them miner, those people that they verify these transactions, can be anyone, can be you, can be me, can be him. And I just need a small device, put it inside of my room and do it as part of it. I don't trust government to verify any transaction for me. I can do it by myself.
I definitely ain't gonna doubt the guy, I ain't gonna say a word, but I know a miner, and like I know the you know what you're talking about with that. And it's when I was first getting interested in the crypto, he was the one that introduced me to all of it, and it was just so crazy. Like the night before, me and a friend was having a conversation, and lo and behold, we would run into this guy the next night at the bar. And then after we got through having a few drinks, he's like, if y'all don't mind, come back over to my place and I want to show y'all something. And that's when he like started really explaining like Bitcoin and crypto. Yeah. And this is almost 10 years ago now, and I was like, you know, I'm so happy I met that guy, you know.
Nice. Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, Bitcoin is...
And now he's not even in it anymore. He's got in it. He did all he wanted to do. And now he's set, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Bitcoin is a concept.
He was in early.
Right. Right.
Like 2008.
Right. I mean, one thing, I mean, it's good to mention here is... I mean, first thing, when Bitcoin is sticks to your brain, you can take it off. Because it's just so freaking ideal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you really understand it, you will see, what the hell? Why it is so good? I mean, does it make sense something gonna be that freaking good? And I mean, beside that, is why Bitcoin today is different than Bitcoin, or I mean, crypto industry. Okay, I'm not just pushing Bitcoin, but I mean, Bitcoin is the best as a most secure one, you know? But what is different from today rather than 2 years ago, 2 years ago from 5 years ago is, I mean, in the past, especially in the past 2 years, we developed a very massive, well-instructed crypto industry that can really take over the financial system in the past 2 years, okay? Bitcoin is great, but Bitcoin can do lots of things, okay? I mean, Bitcoin, the number of the transaction in a second that you can do by Bitcoin is small and limited, okay? So if you have a very massive amount of transaction on a Bitcoin, the system will clog and it will congest, you know? But why? I mean, it's not a problem. It's not a problem because the Bitcoin, it's not made to be a money that you will spend it every day on your Walmart purchases. Bitcoin is the reserve of money. Works as a gold for our current financial system. You know, you will think, I mean, in US maybe people felt it less, but they have to feel it still. But many other countries in the world with those massive rate of inflation, you would find gold, silver as a safe haven, as something that you can put your money and it doesn't lose the value, like the currency that is losing. I mean,
right now in Egypt.
That was horrible.
The only thing.
40% inflation. How much is it right now? I guess 40-50% inflation.
It's so fucked up. I don't know how much. But my point is, yeah, people over there, if they want to save their money, they put it right in gold or silver. Not in the US dollar, not in the bank, not anywhere. Just that.
Physical asset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, did you see Venezuela? I think I was reading yesterday. They hiked their interest rates up to 97%. What the fuck?
What the hell? What does it mean even?
Like, what does it mean 97? What does it mean?
Dude, I tell you what, the best thing you could do with that currency is use it to start a fire. Because it is worthless.
Yeah,
that's exactly it. That's it. And I mean, hyperinflation is a big threat. I mean, US dollar might hit it. I mean, might happen. And it's been a while. We are in a bad economy situation in the past couple of years. But this can get really nasty.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hyperinflation. Yeah, I mean, we are all frustrated by this inflation. But hyperinflation might come. And that wave will really hurt many people. You know, I mean, you see what's happening right now, and this is hurting. I mean, I don't like to see it, but many people will suffer. US economy hit 15%, 20% inflation, and US economy is the one that's holding the entire financial economy in the world. It's not just US, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even China will just get the damage. I mean, everywhere. Russia will get damaged. Everyone. Because the entire world financial system were being pegged to dollar, you know? So everyone will get damaged. US will get damaged very significantly. But still, I mean, I was talking about that infrastructure that has been in the crypto industry. So Bitcoin works as that reserve, okay? As that place that you can reserve your money there, as like how you do with gold here. And it has much, much more benefit than the gold because you can really still use it. You can transact it with a very low fee. We can transfer it to anyone. You can, I mean, right now, actually, you know what's fascinating and I love about Bitcoin is many third world countries that they are suffering from having corrupted governments and very high inflations, they turn to using Bitcoins and they use it in the daily basis. I mean, I was watching a video, I guess it was in Costa Rica or El Salvador. I don't remember exactly the country right now. But, I mean, she was 80, 90 years old woman, farmer. That she was, I mean, the farmer's market selling her potato, tomato, whatever that she was selling.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just doing everything on a Bitcoin. She had her wallet up. Everyone was paying her on a Bitcoin.
That's Costa Rica. El Salvador is recently, like, that is El Salvador's currency, but Costa Rica is moving that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
A lot of Central and South American countries are following Nayib Bukele, who is the president of El Salvador.
Yeah.
They are following.
Yeah. Right.
They're going to be ahead of the curve. And
they're doing actually a pretty good job.
And this is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean,
and think about the people who are attracted.
It's mostly the right thing to do, at least for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
El Salvador went from being one of the most dangerous countries in the world to Naya Bukele took over, locked up all the cartel and the criminals, locked them up, and then used Bitcoin as the
They
economy.
Had no murder case in the past year.
Mm-hmm. He's really cleaned it up.
Can you believe this?
He's leading the way. It's the future.
It's bone shaking.
Yeah.
The country that was really suffering from many things.
Mm-hmm.
Now their national currency is Bitcoin. Now the criminal rate in this country is, there is no murder.
last time I was there, San Salvador was the murder capital of the world, and this was probably 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember when the sun went down, because, we were American, they was like, you better get to wherever you're staying and stay there. Because they'll kill you.
Yeah.
And then, during the day, walking the streets, that was advice. It's like, stay in groups and, go to where you're going and then go back to where you came.
Right.
Don't screw off. So, and now, it's one of the safest places in the world. We've won a booming economy.
True.
So,
I
there
love
you go.
It.
But
I
yeah, Costa Rica, a lot of people and just think about the minds that's going to attract. These are people who are very savvy when it comes to finances and business, and that's just going to make it even better.
Sure. You see in these countries, in back of their, pretty small shop or whatever they have a couple of Bitcoin miners, and this is it.
El Salvador's talking about using volcano energy to power it.
See? This is amazing.
Yeah.
Because
it does take a lot of energy.
When the entire world can really develop and be an advanced country, why it just should be U.S.? We really can push everyone have a good life in their own country. Aren't we sick of, so many people that mm-hmm. going,
I believe everyone should live their American dream.
That's a good dream.
Yeah.
But also, I've heard a lot of people talking about empires and empires falling, and when they look at how old the United States is, it's it's about time for it to come to a close. And so whatever's next,
right.
We're looking at the collapse of the U.S. economy. Maybe this is the end, but hopefully that American dream,
the spirit of it, yeah,
will
survive.
Will survive and exist somewhere else, and that's the hope.
Yeah,
but I think if we're savvy, if we're smart, let's let Bitcoin do that.
Exactly. I really believe, I might be not very sure about how AI gonna take us where, but I'm sure, blockchain and crypto industry and Bitcoin won't take us anywhere bad.
Yeah.
It's just gonna really save us. This is pretty much for sure for me. So.
Cool.
Yeah, this is, I guess.
That's a good place to put a pin.
Sure.
Anything else?
Yeah,
guys, I appreciate it.
Great conversation,
time,
man.
Yeah, man.
Great conversation.
Yep.
All right, we're out of here.
Good to be here.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.